Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This isn't complicated. Your number one responsible as a parent is to keep your children healthy, safe. So I want to bring this up regarding a couple cases in the news regarding some resolutions. This first one, they're going to cap at 5 months the jail sentence for a man who sent his three-year-old son upstairs alone to a bedroom where, guess what? The boy found a loaded gun and shot himself. As part of the plea deal, prosecutors agreed to dismiss two manslaughter counts and a charge of negligent storage of a firearm. Told the sheriff's office, the individual facing the 5 months in jail. Main level playing video games while his son was watching a show on his cell phone. He said he sent the kid upstairs alone so he could recharge his cell phone and kept watching the show. The gunshot sent he and his roommate to the bedroom where they saw the boy bleeding. The gun had been in a holster on the top part of a safe. He said the weapons had no safety mechanism. Along with the handgun, law enforcement located in the bedroom closet an unloaded AR-15-style rifle and a loaded pump-action shotgun. Three-year-old gone, 5 months in jail. Help me. Help me understand this. Then, this one today, in the case we've been paying attention to, a nine-year-old girl who spent a week in ICU for an asthma attack that left her brain dead. Parents are charged with her death after they failed to refill her inhaler, and a mother ran a steam bath instead of rushing to the hospital. Booked in Hennepin County last week, both now face one count of second-degree manslaughter. According to the charges, the young girl went to a sleepover at a friend's house in February, not feeling well. The friend told her mother multiple times that night, the morning, that Amy was having trouble breathing, that it could be an asthma attack. Mother noticed the prescription for Amy's inhaler was for grandmother. Amy said she used it because her parents didn't have a car. The mother didn't see the inhaler was helping curb the asthma attack. She called the father, who, according to the charges, sighed and handed the phone to the wife, who told the mother to bring Amy home. The mother responded that Amy was not faking and offered to take her to the doctor, but they declined the offer. Amy was wheezing, breathing heavily, and asked to go to the hospital the morning of the 10th. Detectives show that the 911 call wasn't made until 10:40 a.m., more than 3 hours after Amy's parents were told she was suffering from an asthma attack. The police and medics arrived, but they couldn't find a pulse. She was taken to HCMC. 7 days later, she was pronounced brain dead, lack of oxygen. These individuals should not have had kids. It's that simple. We all make mistakes in life. I've made many mistakes parenting. I've made many mistakes in life. You sent a kid, a three-year-old kid upstairs with a gun just right there. And then you have a child who is suffering from asthma-like conditions, and you're disappointed. God, we have plans. And you don't react right away instantly. Inhaler, what do we got? Let's take care of her. No, and even when others are saying you really need to take her to a doctor or hospital, you don't do it. By the time the authorities are there, it's too late. How cruel. How unbelievably cruel. And I get the debate, Dave. Well, how strong should the punishment be? Because what kind of punishment will they live with every single day? Because the 3-year-old is gone and a 9-year-old is gone. They were incredibly, in these two cases, derelict in their responsibility. 5 months in jail for sending a 3-year-old who shoots and kills himself with a gun right there? Can you explain that one to me?
No. No, I can't.
How is that close to enough punishment?
It's not close. That's the answer. Sending the 3-year-old, I mean, the guy in question could say, well, you know, I forgot the guns are there. That's not the point. The point is you had two loaded guns, one unloaded, but two loaded guns, a handgun and you said a shotgun.
Yep.
Both loaded.
Not securely put away in any way.
At all. No safety mechanisms.
Nothing.
In the holster on top of the safe.
I'll play video games.
Sitting in the garage.
You get the charger upstairs.
Yeah.
3-year-old.
Yeah, and you know, he's probably not thinking of that there's loaded, oh, that's right, there's loaded guns in the room. The point is that you're not thinking of that. The point is that you don't care, that you have so little respect for what a gun can do, specifically a loaded gun, that it doesn't even register on your radar anymore. You shouldn't have kids. You shouldn't have guns. Just keep the list going.
Yeah. If you have a child who has breathing issues, have the inhaler all up to speed, be ready to go. No, if your child suffers some sort of malady, we all could be dismayed. We have plans, but guess what? I got to get my kid.
Mm-hmm.
What a shocking thing. It's only going to happen if you have a kid about 500 times. You got no choice.
Yeah, specifically if you have a child with asthma or other issues where things can happen like that. There is no warning. It just happens.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I'm not trying to send a message to other people. I'm saying for these acts, the punishment has to be strong, and we don't do it. And do I think if the punishment was stronger, it's going to stop people from thinking more about putting a gun away? Probably not. But sometimes it's not all about, okay, do we prevent the next one versus we punish this one? And there are some sad, sad stories about, you know, leaving a child in the car and various other things where there's no sign of any intent. I mean, in the one case, it's just pure, how can you not put your guns away? Not coming to take your guns. I'm never coming to take your guns. Got a gun? Show just the most minuscule level of responsibility. And your kid isn't breathing and you can't be bothered.
No, they ran a hot bath.
Steam bath. Great. I think the punishments need to be a lot harder. I really do. From texters, are you okay with the one punishment? I mean, I don't understand how the one case wasn't a manslaughter case, and how was it not negligent storage of a firearm? How was it not that? What bar needed to be reached for that? With two of them just right there?
Not to mention, you had a safe. The one is sitting on top of the safe.
Minor point. Let's do Pella after. Well, let's do Pella now.
We
should do Pella now. It's not the most natural transition, but it's radio, so you talk about products you believe in, and I believe in Pella. By the way, if you want to call or text on this topic, you can. You know to track us down. How I tracked down Pella was I went to PellaNorthland.com. I met with some folks at my place, met with some folks at the Plymouth showroom, and next week my project is getting done. PellaNorthland.com. Pella, almost in business for 100 years. They will design windows and doors just for your place. I suppose here's the one model. It's got to fit. No, just for your place. How are they ranked? Number one in innovation, number one in craftsmanship, number one in customer satisfaction. They are the best in the business. You want to see the showroom? You can. Go to Plymouth, go to Woodbury, go to Rochester. I believe in them. I've had a house with Pella, windows and doors for a while. But eventually, when the house is well over 20 years old, you need to make some changes. Do it today. PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.